Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. Those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, or that you are consciously caring to keep me in your ear at any of the places where you can find me online, thank you so much for your consistency, and I pray consistently that I am giving you more inspiration to be ever more motivated, ever more disciplined, to accept the duty, obligation, and responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment as a result of our issues that the world, as we know it, deserves its destruction. And that may seem harsh, but there is no way that we could be in such a state of emergency, global emergency, with wars and wars and wars, when killing in and of itself is aberration of the first law, thou shalt not kill. So to be killing consistently, marginalizing, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, undermining oneself and all other selves, I'm just saying, is that there is no way to really get out of this alive where you have no commitment to living. So what's the point of the warring? What's the point of the warring? The fact that you're warring means that you are out of alignment with the will of existence, and therefore it will be easier to be qualified for being discontinued in existence as a result of being a detriment to everything and everybody everywhere. And so those of us who have any vestige of light left in us have to begin to really cultivate that light, to put ourselves in a place and space where you are able to really understand the perfect and divine functioning of our bodies as temples for where the true spirit of the living God Goddess dwells. But every spirit that is in a body is of someplace else. Nobody came up out the earth. We've all come into this realm through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and we are immersed in nothing but the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being directly, and all of the warfare, all of the violation against the blood of everyone, the violation of the oceans, all of the wailing and all of the killing of all of these great creatures that roam and swim and climb and fly. Do you realize that when you have a humanity and a humankind of people that amount to billions of people who support the violation and the murder of billions of creatures on an annual basis, that this is really the foundation of why people are being phased out of existence? The cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the renal failure, the respiratory disease, all of this dis-ease is as a result of being in violation of the primary laws that govern you. And we've heard that God is a merciful God, and then we've heard God is a revengeful God, and I'm just saying, it's like, no, there's a law that governs existence itself, and for whatever gods or goddesses, lords or lordesses, saints, saviors, whatever the spiritual hierarchies are and the administering intelligences that are overseeing the progression of the earth or the overturning of the earth, then you and I, we have responsibility to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. We can lull ourselves into a consistent state of complicity, complacency, co-conspiring with our own demise, and think that because we are able to pay our bills and we've got money coming in and we're investing in all of these things, understand that it will all come to naught. Why? Because you are not in harmony with the purpose in being on the planet, which is to exalt life. So to come to a point in place where everybody feels as though they have the right to undermine themselves, they have the free will to indulge yourself in whatever appetites, passions, desires, and lusts that you care to indulge yourself in. But the indulgences in all of that that undermines and usurps your life force is by virtue of a free enterprise system through capitalization, laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, right? So they don't feel any degree of responsibility because people feel as though, well, they're killing themselves anyway, so we might as well. But no, this is an agenda. There is no way in hell that the intelligence of existence put us here just so that we can have fun killing ourselves. You understand, being inebriated, intoxicated, violated the violation of women, the subjugation, domination, rape, molestation, and whatnot of women, the sex trafficking, the prostitution, all of this has to really come to an end. Why? Because the condition and the consciousness of the women will lay foundation for the exaltation of the people, the progression of the people. But if the women are in the toilet, if the consciousness of the women is about the freedom to be wrong, the freedom to be whores, the freedom to waste themselves, then we're in complete aberration to what it is to be a woman as the perpetuator of lineages of people. Being fed like kids, as opposed to being nurtured and cultivated as children, is the root of the evidence of the genocide. So when a people intend to destroy people, as we're seeing played out with Israel and Palestine, no, kill the women and the children. Just bomb them. It used to be there used to be some games of agreement and warfare, right? But you can't kill civilians. You can only kill soldiers. But they're killing everybody and got everybody killing themselves all over the world. When we were in Paris, the first thing we saw was everybody smoking. If they weren't smoking cigarettes, then they were vaping. Destroying the integrity of the lungs. And so we're in a place and space where you have to realize, no, we as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence should be supremely intelligent enough to rejoice in the blessedness of our being. To realize that the blessing is in being. That being is the activity of expression of the intelligence of existence that has gifted each and every one of us and all orders of existence so much of itself for its own aggrandization, for its own exaltation, for its own pleasure, for its own fulfillment, for its own progression. But we have been influenced by a world-conquering rampage that has morphed into this zero population and all of this, so that we're now in a place and space where you've got to take yourself and your life and your lineages very seriously, because it's very difficult to estimate or guesstimate how much more life you'll have if you keep wasting yourself. How much more can you get when you don't respect and honor who you are and what you have? What we say to ourselves, we infuse into ourselves. We are undermined by a penetration game to penetrate you in every orifice of your being with that which is violating, usurping, distorting, rendering you dysfunctional, putting you in a place where it becomes the hardest thing in the world to be consistently loving that which is beating your heart and breathing you, to really be able to trust and have faith in the things that we were told, in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. That instead of serving the Creator's purposes in exalting life and consciously caring to be a clear, clean vehicle and vessel of its love, its light, its wisdom, and truth, you want money, so you're going to go and whore over here and go and whore over here and go over whore over here. What I'm just saying is that there is purpose in existence, and the purpose is in service, and there are those who provide valuable services for us, and then there are those who are perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, distortion, dysfunction, and all of this when they get up in the morning and go to work for companies that are producing products that undermine the cellular functioning of children, being marketed to children. Children are not getting up and going to work and marketing artificial colors and artificial flavors and candies and Hot Pockets and all of this stuff for their ingestion. That's not children doing that. It's adulterated ones doing that. Those ones who would be called, who would want to be respected as intelligent beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages. I'm just saying, we are all here to exalt life and to ensure the progression of our lineages. Of course, we didn't get that in school. It was just about what you're going to be when you grow up. What do you want to be when you grow up? When they asked me that, what do you want to be when you grow up? A woman. And when I realized that I had made it, it was like one of the greatest things I'd ever experienced. I hadn't got there. I am a woman. But a woman's duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of life is also coming to a point and place where you exalt virtue and high character and ethic and morality and sensibility, and that you're loving and you're forgiving and you are literally learning how to be the epitome of excellence in everything you think, say, and do, to come to a point and place where you are truly honoring those who loved you, those who lifted you, those who disciplined you, your mama and grandmama and great grandmama and big mama and all of these ones, and all of the men that loved them and provided for them, our fathers, our grandfathers, our great grandfathers. I'm just saying, do you really care? Do you really care? To literally represent the lineages that you have come through. Because our inheritance is in us. It's charged upon our DNA, and we're on a DNA lockdown as a result of being fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and all of this garbage that over years, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of accumulation to go with the obesity, the heart disease, the diabetes. Understand, we do not have to participate with this. And I'm calling us to really realize that you are some of the greatest people on the planet, because we're living now. You understand? We're living now. So for all of the ones that we have benefited from all of the ones who have come and gone, for all of the great teachers and whatnot and who you've been exposed to, it's not just for your entertainment. It's for you to take the light of intelligence that they have given you and make it a part of yourselves, so that you are the next greater one. But people don't want to be great. They just want to be fed. They want to be happy, but happiness is a reaction of the soul when it performs in its light. And the light is being in harmony with the will of life and the exaltation of life. When you see the hummingbirds and the butterflies and the bees, and see the sway of the trees and the beauty of the clouds, and you understand, and just this motion of cosmic ocean of nothing but intelligence, and we are a part of something that is so freaking phenomenal, and these bozos have put us in a place where we're destroying it. We're destroying the earth, destroying ourselves, destroying all orders of being. And I'm saying, let's stop the bull. Let's stop it. Let's stop it. How do you stop it? By consciously caring to exalt a full effort in your living, in your loving, trusting and knowing that there is a greater way for us to be. And that being is your greatest gift And there's no amount of money that is greater than life itself. So the wealth is in living. Your richness is in the richness of the quality of your thought and your care and your love. And your diligence consistently over time and consciously caring to be obedient as a disciple of life and truth and love. We can talk it, but are we walking it? And multiply what each of us does by billions of people doing it. Do we have heaven on earth, or do we have more confusion? And so we should be tired now of all of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the cancer, the chemo, the radiation, the dialysis, the surgeries, the butcheries, having the breasts removed, the prostates taken out. All of what we're experiencing, and we're seeing our families go through this and those that we love. And I'm saying it's reversible. I was talking with a woman today and I told her, you know, the hysterectomy is irreversible. The endometriosis and the fibroids are reversible. You understand? So why would we go for the irreversible when we could just do that which is going to help facilitate bringing the body back into order? And we have not really internalized the reality that eating all of this meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish has created all of these issues, because the body is not being fueled. The fueling of the body requires the oxygenation. Everybody's breathing. So the corruption and the violation of the lungs is a disconnect with the intelligence of your being as spirit, as divine intelligence. It's a disconnect with that which is beating our hearts and breathing us to be burning our lungs with anything. And we have not really understood yet the detriment that vaping actually is. But we can see how many businesses are committed to destroying the integrity of who you are as a breathing person with all of the smoke shops and the vaping places and the hookah and all of these things. And I'm just saying is that for us to legitimately, legally be in the business that undermines the integrity of people's lives, then understand the system that we're in. Now, the world is the mental sphere that's been created where people feel that you can be legitimately and legally in a business that undermines, usurps the life force and kills people. Right? You can legally and legitimately be in a business that undermines the cellular integrity, life force, the mental development and whatnot of children. And that you could prosper and get a paycheck for that. And that everything will be all right in your life. And I'm saying, no, what you do unto others, it will be done unto you. We cannot serve death and then escape it. But they taught you to believe in it. Well, you know, sister, everybody got to die. I'm like, that's the trick. That's the lie. That's what we've accepted. Now, we're already in the realm of eternity. Is the sun dead? Is the earth dead? Not yet. Is it going to die? Maybe. Might be trillions of years from now. But in this now moment, those of us who walk the face of this earth can clear, cleanse, consecrate, harmonize ourselves with the cosmic ocean of intelligence that we're in, because there's no lack of it anywhere. But the clearer, the cleaner, the more charged your blood actually is with your care and your love to be in the integrity of the awesomeness and the dynamic and the wisdom and the truth of who and whose you are. It's the prodigal children returning home to the mind of God, to the house of God, as intelligences of God. You understand? But at this particular point, do you care to be godly? Do you care to be rich? Do you care to be wealthy? There is no greater wealth than life itself. Accept the wealth that you have and stop dissipating your life currency. Stop poisoning yourself. But sister, you can't just tell us to stop. I'm telling you to stop. I'm telling you to stop. Why? Because don't nobody care whether you do it or not. You understand? You get so much support through the system of sickness, illness, disease, and death. so that those institutions that have taken responsibility to give us some degree of what success is. You know, you train your boys to play basketball, and they spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours playing basketball from the time they're 3 to the time they're 23. You understand? And then everybody has this dream of being professional basketball players. But do they have a dream of being the progenitor of lineages? Do they have a dream of being fathers and husbands? You understand? Playing all day and all night, 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 while your people are being exterminated from the face of the earth like roaches. Come on, y'all. Come on, who's talking to you about how you stand on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come? Who is influencing you to accept virtue of character and integrity and high ethic and morality is the way that we are able to literally respond correctly and directly to a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where we have been inebriated, intoxicated, religiously indoctrinated, stupefied, and put in a place and space where we feel entitled to be killing ourselves because it's fun. And so when these people say, oh, well, I'm awake. I say, get the sleep out your eyes and get up. You understand? Being awake, y'all know how it is. You get up. You're not even up yet. So being awake is not the issue. Being is the issue. Being conscious of who and what you are and whose you are and purpose in being and reestablishing the integrity of your exalted walk on behalf of life itself. Anybody can bring the sperm and ovum together and create children. That does not mean, or have babies, but that does not mean that you have the wherewithal to cultivate loving relationships. See, this is where the divide and conquer frequency is. This is why we're being poisoned as children. Let's understand the methodology of our oppression across the planet to undermine us from the time we've come out of the womb, and they're intensifying the effort to poison our children coming out of the womb. I talked to a sister today whose children have been undermined by the vaccinations that they give them soon after they're born. We do not need vaccines after we're born. We need to be nursing from our mothers as soon as we're born. The puppies know to do that. The kittens know to do that. All other orders of existence know that they nurse their babies. Your primates and your other ones, I'm just saying. But we, on the other hand, think that we could put a bottle in the baby's mouth of something that did not come from the mother, that's made in a laboratory, and we're good. I'm saying no, we have been under a system of oppression this entire time. But there is no oppressing the Spirit of God in truth. There is no oppressing the intelligence of existence. See, once you become consciously aware of the divinity and the sanctity, and not just aware of it, but impassioned about walking in the light of the truth of yourself as it personified. You understand? Because, see, identity theft happened thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with a social security number. It has nothing to do with a bank account. It has everything to do with who you say you are and whose you say you are. And what you put behind I am. The harmonization between us is not by virtue of our schooling and all of that. The harmonization that is true peace is by virtue of our care to be in the harmony with life itself, in the exaltation of a full life's urge, of our care to be all that is ours as divinity personified. Now, divinity and divisiveness and devices. So the devices can be divisive, but the devices can also give you the opportunity to hear more of the truth of yourself when you take advantage of those of us who are reminding you. It's a reminder. Every day that that sun rises, it's a reminder that you are already in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Every day that it rains and you see the rainbow after the mist is the evidence that you are living in a rainbow. Every day that the earth is just profusely growing up is the evidence of how blessed we absolutely are with the abundance and the opulence of life itself. You're having to make a choice. You're making a choice every day, whether you're realizing the choices that you're making or not. Your body is perfectly and divinely designed. It's consciously caring to cleanse daily. The foundational trick to have us oppressed is to have us feeding off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, mucus, pus, and all of that as the first meal of the day. Breakfast cereals, oatmeal, avocado toast, just eggs, tofurkey, all this vegan stuff. I'm just saying, that's the trick. We've been tricked from the time we were very, very young. No matter how old you are, and the younger you are, the more poison is available to you right now. If you're a woman, if you're a man, and you want to be considered woman or man, and for those who are taking he, she, it, we, whatever that is, I'm telling you, you're still an intelligence of existence, and your responsibility is to exalt a full life's urge. It does not matter what your sexual preferences are. Whatever your gender orientation is, you are still an intelligence of existence, and you are here to exalt life, to walk as one of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. Who cares to make sure that you do that? I do. I want you to tune up, clean up, stand up, because it is our time to rise. Right now. Right now. Because it's always a now moment of eternity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To do certain things that we feel entitled to do that are not in our best interest, certain things that we do that are in our best interest, and then there's certain things that we do consistently that are truly detrimental. And that's starting our day by feeding as opposed to cleansing. And so coming to this place where it matters to you to stand in the light of supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent, it's a choice. And that choice is going to be facilitated by everything you do. You're in tune to WRFG Atlanta. And we're right here at 89.3 FM or WRFG.org. And so you also are able to download the WRFG app on your phones. And then there are other radio apps wherever you are. I'm just saying, you can have us and listen to the archives and take me with you wherever you go. But the issue is, you're always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and I have the responsibility to consistently remind us of how perfectly and divinely designed this is. And it was never the intention of that which is source of our being for us to be in such degrees of degradation and violation and oppression and all of the stuff that's going on that's coming forward as illness, sickness, disease. It is your right to be right, rightly aligned with life. We cannot appeal to a system and a people who have been wrong for so long for rights. You don't have to march for your right. You have to clear, cleanse, consecrate, redeem, repent, and whatnot, and get right with, they say, get right with God. You understand? Get right with your source, your arms. You say your arms are too short to box with God. You ain't going to win this. Y'all can be as disobedient as you want. You know it's going to happen. You're going to die. And you're dying unnecessarily. And then it's no fun to be dying. Y'all think it's fun to be dying? You think it's fun because you're smoking and drinking and getting high and spewing yourself? That is the epitome of stupidity. I'm going to have to say it. Because nobody's wanting you to know the truth. That being drunk and being high and being spaced out and all of that, that is working towards a tragic date with fate. Sobriety, cleanliness, order, that's how we walk as a restored people. But it's taken some time. But if it takes you 50 years to make a decision that what you put in your mouth is going to serve you, I'm telling you, you're already in trouble. Because 50 years of accumulation of the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and all of this, I'm just saying, that is the path of death. Now, how long will you be dead in the realm of eternity? Let's think about this. You will never have anything greater than your life. I'm just saying, let's not take ourselves for granted. And for those who have been chosen, you understand, it said many are called and few are chosen and even fewer are choosing. But to have it in a place and space where you see the traffic that we have in Atlanta, you see the traffic that you have in LA, you see the traffic that you have in Lagos, you see the traffic that you have in any of the major cities all around the world. And think about, most of those people are eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, and flesh and flour. Pancakes, waffles, breads, croissants, donuts, cheese, eggs. You understand? So to have and to be surrounded by people who are careless with the greatest gift that they were given, then yes, you have to pull yourself away. You have to be in a place where you seek some solace from being inundated with the right to be wrong. You understand? As we were driving in, there was a line, not just in the parking lot, but a line down the street going into the drive-in at Popeyes at 11:30 at night here in the ATL. And so, no, people say, oh, well, sister, you know, you a voice in the wilderness. No, I am a voice of our liberation and our resurrection. And y'all can't tell me nothing different because I've already asked for this. You understand? You get what you ask for. I asked for this because I made a commitment years ago. I refuse to be enslaved. Let me live to make a difference in this world, or let me not live at all. But I will not be out here inebriated, intoxicated, whoring and raising a bunch of children that go to serve the devil's ways and trade men like you trade shoes. I'm just saying, there is nothing more powerful than a made up mind, particularly when you're rightly aligned with the full effort in living and healing. You understand? So for all of the ones whose names we can call, and the majority of the ones who have made significant contributions to this life, we don't even know these people. We've benefited from them. They weren't depending on us to exalt them. They've come and gone. They did their thing. I'm just saying. And then they're the ones who are their legacy who are here. You know, so Marcus Garvey's children are here. Malcolm X's children are here. Dr. King's has lost two of his. Bernice is still here. They've got cousins. They've got family members. I'm just saying, we come from families. And everybody's family has been gifted, but everybody's family has been undermined with meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar. And we give the children sugar. Sugar is the most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. And now they're trying to have you all shot up. We didn't have autism like we have it now because women are out of alignment with our own authority, duty, obligation to ensure the perpetuation of our lineages. A system that is wrong cannot force you to be wrong when you care to be right. We give into it because you've not asked for anything greater. You've not knocked, you've not sought, you've not prayed, you've not fasted for alignment with the will of existence to ensure that you are the insurance of the progression of your lineages. And so coming to a point in place where it matters to you to be consistently clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, so that you are empowered to speak your truth to power. What we say matters. You are creating resonance and reverberations in the fabric of intelligence and existence. It says that which is coming from you is coming back to you. You understand? That which is coming from you is coming back to you. So there's sometimes we like idle conversations. We're talking about stuff that don't even matter. All right. So when you get to a point where you are decisive about what you're going to hold in your thought, what you're going to hold in your mind, see yourself doing what it is that you care to do. See yourself in the place that you want to be. See yourself whole. See yourself cleared and cleansed. Give thanks. Get happy about it. Give thanks as if you'd already accomplished it because you're creating the frequency of it. See, we're co-creators in our reality. And where we are in this now moment, we've asked to be there, but the issue is, what more do you want? But the more that you should want would be the more of yourself, the more of the light of the supreme intelligence that is your gift, to be more dynamic, to be more essential in where we are now in the right response to the genocide, which means that you cannot be a detriment to yourself. You can't hang out and eat from people who are detriment to themselves, because it's a penetration game. You understand? Penetrating in every atom and every cell of your being. You can't get loose because it's become a part of the fabric of your being. All of this garbage and poison, all of the lies, all of the foolishness. You understand? So to resubstantiate the substance and the quality of women that we are, to resubstantiate the quality of men that we are, is the actual work of liberation. Liberating the intelligence of our being so that we are functioning intelligently. You understand? So it's in the little things, the daily things that we do, just how we order ourselves, just taking the time to be centered and really counting our blessings, taking the time to be grateful. We have all experienced some salvation and some deliverance from situations, circumstances, conditions, accidents, surgeries, broken legs, this, that, and the other. We've been through a whole lot, but we came through it. Now, there is more to go through as we are seeing the earth changes, as we're seeing the waters rise and the glaciers are melting because of the methane that's being produced in the oceans and the waterways because of all of the feces that's being dropped into the oceans and things from the slaughterhouses. I'm just saying, we cannot continue to poison the earth and kill all of these creatures and think that just because we got some money, we're good. And so it matters that you are able to hold the vision. What happens when you've got so much toxicity in the body that it becomes very difficult to focus your thought? When you are not really understanding the order and how the law works, then you can become insecure and fearful. And the more intense your insecurities and fears are, the more you undermine the vision that you have for what it is you want to create. The more you blame and have this sense of unforgiveness. You understand? So the sun is blazing. I stood out and I had some really dynamic moments with the sun today. Right? And I was so happy to be alone, because I'm rarely alone. I was so happy to be alone. And to just be in eye-to-eye contact with that sun. And to know that the sun is always giving of its warmth and its intelligence. And there's water in the air and air in the water. And I'm looking at the space behind the center and see where nothing was there. And now I've got 8-foot sunflowers. There was only one sunflower on there. Now it's like 8, 9, 10 sunflowers on the stalk. I mean, to pull butternut squashes are this big. I had a zucchini that's this big. You understand? And I'm just saying, to see the flourishing, the abundance that's being created right there. And I have to really be in a place where I'm so thankful for those who love me and those who have come forward. You know, Malaysia May and Walter and all of these ones, but those two particularly, because I asked and they showed up. They showed up, they showed out. You understand? See, mother grows the food. But then I did what was needed in making sure that the space was there. I had the idea, I had the vision, and I gave it to them and they worked it. You understand? So it's like we're interdependent. There's a cooperative, collaborative effort and energy with everything. WRFG could not function by the efforts of one person. WRFG functions by the efforts of hundreds of people. You understand? And we each play our part. And now we're each having to play our part in our regaining our footing on the path of eternal life as a planetary people, as cosmic citizens, as those who've been gifted to the earth to be a gift unto life itself. See yourself differently. See yourself in the integrity of who you are as a vehicle and vessel of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, and the morality, the sensibility of your creator. Become one with its will. It is not the pleasure of our angels, guides, and guardians, our ancients, to see us dying in the ditches and valleys of degradation. It is not pleasurable to see us racked in pain and having these people put ports in our bodies so that they can fill our veins up with poison, the chemo, the radiation. It is not the will of existence for us to allow for our kidneys to be drained to the degree to which they will cease to function by dialysis. This is not life. We are paying the price of being out of alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of life and our own body temples. And some of you think that if you give up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, you're just going to have all this baggy skin, yep, for a minute until you get real serious about yourself. Your body will regenerate. Your skin will snap back. But then you have all of these ones who are getting all of these shots to pump up their lips and pump up their butts and all of these hormones that are literally swelling our children up, where girls, you know, girls are losing their innocence because their bodies are swollen from all of the hormones, from all of the flesh that they've been given. We're having to take responsibility for ensuring the progression of our lineages. Our children are under siege. We are being warred against. I am self-appointed general in the army of God. I'm calling you forward. This is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit. And so, let's be thankful for each and every breath, every beat of our heart. Let's remember how graciously blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. See, the system doesn't beat our heart and they don't breathe us. And those who are on the world conquering rampage trying to suck our lives dry and have people in a place and space where they feel entitled to be getting old. And I'm saying there is no old in eternity. What we're watching is the progression of death, where the life force has been usurped because the mind has been poisoned, the blood has been poisoned, the spirit has been oppressed, marginalized. And the escalation of it is in the evidence of how much more alcohol there is. And then the images of people being put on the wine bottles and it is that and the other. And it's, we're promoting poison now. That's what, you know, having a lot of money does for you, where you want to, you know, be used to have your people follow you to death. And I'm saying, you are here to serve life. You are here to exalt life, as all are. It doesn't matter what it is. It's here to exalt life. The ants, everything is exalting a full effort in its living, except for the people, because the people's behavior has been modified with the chemicals. Now, people might say, Well, Adama, if we did it the way that you do it, people would be out of work. And I'm saying, yeah, you'd be out of work. You've been enslaved to other people's purposes that have nothing to do with the creative purposes. So when you really want to prosper, you don't just go and do a thing without an intention to be dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You know, so I know some of the sisters feel like they don't have any other way to generate money other than stripping. Some sisters feel like they don't have any other way of generating money other than prostituting. Some sisters feel like they don't have any other way of generating money other than to serve the corporate deities of death in the pharmaceutical industry and the medical fields and all of this. And I'm saying, but we're here to serve life. For all of the ones that got licensed, certified, and degreed as nutritionists, then why are the people still being poisoned in the hospitals, the rehabilitation centers, the school systems, and whatnot? Because we are under the auspices of those who have enacted a program of oppression. And we're supporting it. And the fact that there is law that governs our being, that if you spend your day, if you spend your day generating a livelihood and a perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, then you are really working towards your own sickness, illness, disease, and death. And that's why we have so many ones who are experiencing the breast cancer, the uterine cancer, the cervical cancer, and all of this. They, our grandmothers, and the system of things taught us that we didn't need to cleanse internally. Right? People say, well, they told us not to douche. I say, but they didn't tell you not to have man after man after man after man, did they? So I'm just saying, you have to cleanse. You have to cleanse because everybody was eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish. Right? So what we think are sexually transmitted diseases is coming from the fact that you've been eating the flesh of rotting beings that have been preserved. And it's creating the proliferation of organisms, microorganisms, bacteria, and all of this. So infection is microorganisms, right? No matter where it is. But the mucus is facilitating that. So in this now moment, I'm encouraging you to be intensely intentional in supporting your body's natural functioning so that you will hydrate, oxygenate first thing in the morning. Just do some deep breathing, conscious breathing. And you have so many ones who are making available at YouTube University, right? Making available their meditations and their breathing meditations and the yoga and all of this. I mean, we are literally in the presence of one of the most exalting periods of being, in the sense that there are so many ones giving the gifts of their realizations, their revelations. But the rituals that we create, the difference between habit and ritual is that ritual has your best interest at heart. Ritual has God at the center of it, whereas your habits are just habits. It's what you've been doing, what you've learned to do, and what you continue to do. That may or may not be in your best interest. The discipline of discipleship, the obeyance and obedience, the trusting. And so this is where I see a lot of people fall to the wayside, is that they want something, but then they don't trust. They don't trust that it's happening. And this is where a lot of the compromises are coming, is that we are giving in to the lesser when we could have the greater. A lot of what's happening is because of the nutritional deficiency, that we have not been nourished properly to really have exalted thought or to be in a direct line of light. And I'm the one to say that the intelligence of existence does not need a book to communicate with us. And that's what they know. And that's why our faculties for being communicated with are being blocked and obstructed. So the heavier you are, generally the more deficient you are in nutrients. And it does not mean that because you are not heavy and you may be slim, if you've been eating nothing but Hot Pockets, pizza, cereals, and whatnot, know that you are nutritionally deficient also, particularly if you think that your fine little body and you just appealing to the base nature of people. You know, you got brothers who are stripping, sisters who are stripping. You know, we're appealing to the base nature. Yes, it could be exotic, it could be erotic, but the bottom line is, are you able to articulate and ensure the progression of your lineages? And in those places, are they serving alcohol, spirits? Are they allowing people to smoke and poison you? You understand? So I'm just saying there's a need for us to reach higher, to walk in the integrity and to be restored in the integrity of who and whose we actually are. And so being is divinity. Being is divinity. Existence is divinity. We are immersed in nothing but it. But because your first environment is your body, what's going on in the body is going to allow you to really perceive the beauty, the infinity, the sublime, the awesomeness of what it is to exist. But if you are oppressed, depressed, and this is where we have to raise up, because we have so many youth who are suicidal because of how much poison they have been fed. This is child abuse, and the system supports it. And that's why we have to raise up, and the only real success we can have is in God, in being in law, being in light, being cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirth, creating a bloodstream that facilitates the quality of thought and consciousness of one who knows duty, obligation, and responsibility to life itself. Every other being serves life. What the hell is going on with us is the behavior modification. Now, because this is radio, I can only say so much, but I'm reiterating what? Because as soon as you all stop listening and you get in your car and you go to work and you have all of this stuff in the vending machines, right? You have all of these things. You got billboards. You got all of this sensory manipulation to have you choosing that which is not in your best interest. I just need to get something to eat. I just had to get something to eat. But this is not, you're not a human feeder or a useless eater, as they say. You at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You don't have to have any of that stuff they call food. Now think about this. For all of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, you realize none of it was oxygenating. None of it was hydrating. None of it was mineralizing. None of it was fueling your body. And now you got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of accumulation of all of this stuff in your body. So I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have to really consciously care to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, redeemed. And your repentance is what you do daily in the clearing, cleansing, purification. Now, I'm sure there were some ones that you all can relate to biblically who were exalting the cleansing, the purification of the body as the temple for where we meet this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, or where we become harmonized with the higher inclinations that we have that is harmonious with the will of God, or where we have the opportunity to be truly healed and under the auspices of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be under our soul. See, there's a difference between the spirit that's in the body and the soul of us. They want us to think that it's one and the same. And I'm saying the intention of the oppression is to put us in a place where we are not in a direct line of light with the exalted spirit worlds. Now, we're surrounded in nothing but spirit realm. We're surrounded in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. And then they got us stupefied, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, degraded. You understand? Violating all of this. And y'all want to be happy? Y'all ain't happy. Are you happy? You ain't happy. Yeah, those of us who are happy. But happiness is not in undermining the beauty of who you are. Happiness is in cultivating it, developing it. It's not vanity. There's a lot of vanity y'all have. You understand that vanity? Are you so cute? Yeah, you cute, but you stupid. Oops, did she say that? I did. How do we know? Because you're killing yourself and your children, and you think that your vanity is the evidence of something that you've got. And I'm just saying, this is what the oppression really gets to us, that we have no substance as a people. We have no substance as women. We have no substance as men. We have no substance as mothers and fathers. You can make babies, but can you ensure the progression of your lineage? I'm just saying, nobody cares that we get there. So I'm the one, and I'm coming the way that I'm coming, not to say if the shoe fits, wears it, right? If the shoe fit, wear it. But the issue is, I'm trying to give you the real leverage of thought so that you are rethinking yourself. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is the voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.